Simon Lamed Ches, Sifid Gimel, Menudo, or Mitzoyra, Asulim, Laniach Tulin. The person who's in excommunication or has Saras, he's prohibited to put on Tulin. The Mishabu brings a lot of Achayim that are Choylik. Some say you should put on without a bracha, or the Lagoin says you could even put on with a bracha. Simon Lamed Ches, if I'll Tulin, Shuksovim, Eved, or Isha, or Cotton, I feel like the Chinuch, or Possum. It also goes in a Sefer Torah and a Mezuzah, and it goes also if it's a Suffolk, if it's an Isha or Isha. Because it says, somebody who is chayiv in the mitzvah of tefillin is a type of person who could write them also. A woman who is chayiv in tefillin is also to write the tefillin. It's a chiddush that stays for Torah mezuzah because women are chayiv mezuzah. But everything is learned out from the drosh of kshavtim or chsavtim. Panim are also possum. Bachus ba mitzvah, even though there's a chazaka that he has two sayos, which render him a godl, but it's only chazaka, and therefore the Mishra brings the boats, and one should not rely on him writing tefillin mezuzahs, sefer Torah, unless he has a beard or his beard started growing at least. Lashon the Shulchan Aruch is cotton afsidu higia lechinuch, because like before, this is not telling chiva, it's telling the fact that he's a godl. He's halachically chayv in all the mitzvahs. Another chiddush that if it was already after his bar mitzvah, and we don't know if he has two saris, so we checked them afterwards, and we found that he has two saris, then we could that he already had them time of writing the stop. But it's very important that the seferim while writing should not have a mitzvah boys writing the filling and the zuzus, unless it's clear that they have the two saris.